Everybody's got a story, and I'm excited to hear them. We're going to start with, I never know who to start with, so I'm going to go around and run. Mary Vandeveld, you want to go first today?
Sure.
Okay.
So, are you guys fans of the big Oreo limited edition flavors?
Is double stuff considered a flavor or no?
When I need a story for this segment, yes.
What?
I always do Oreo stories.
Oh, do you have this story?
No, I don't have it. I have a different story.
Oh, I'm sorry to be on your territory.
It's okay,
he's got
territory.
Chips Ahoy today.
Oh, okay, good. Well, today, available at stores is the new flavor.
Pumpkin spice.
No, that's an old flavor, Steve. It's been
rutabaga.
Around. No, keep going. What do you think? What
Kevin,
do you think?
Kevin, what's
think
your guess?
Think fall. Think fall.
Oh,
pie karate.
Pumpkin pie.
Gourd.
Close, Kevin. Apple pie a la mode.
Ooh. With ice cream.
This sounds kind of good, actually. It's apple or apple pie and vanilla flavored cream.
Mm.
Yeah, and it comes out today. They recently released a blueberry pie Oreo. Did you guys try that one?
Nope.
I never tried that one either.
I used to know a food scientist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it didn't occur to me until I became friends with him. All they do is put different flavored powder on that stuff.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Food coloring, right?
Or food, but I mean, just to make it a flavor, it's not. It's just.
It's not made up of ground up apple pies.
It's just like chemicals, powdery.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what'd you think?
Yeah, what'd you think it was, Steve? Like, they were grinding
they
up
take like, an apple pie like and was, actually. Yeah.
Of course, it's powder.
Yeah, something.
Well, I'm sorry. Obviously, it's powder. So
it took a food scientist.
Go eat your blue powder.
I don't know. This just sounds like it's some kind of. I did not like the s'mores ones. Remember those?
No.
Those
so every
nasty.
Chip's the same. They just have different powder on them.
Yes, Steve.
Different cream. Different flavor. They put the powder in the cream.
Is that widely known?
I don't know. I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't know the exact mechanism, but I don't think it's made of authentic.
Apple pies.
But they say nacho cheese on the chips.
Right. And then there's Cool Ranch.
Right. And those are made out west, aren't they?
I'm talking about Oreos here.
Oh. So I have a follow-up question, Mary. Is it still the chocolate cookie?
Yes.
And then, okay. So
it's just the filling. The filling that's always different.
Got to
right?
get double stuff. When you go double stuff and then you go back to the original, it's like,
yeah.
where the heck is
it's
this
letdown.
Cream? It's a huge letdown.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Bertrand, why don't we go with you next?
Okay. Well, here's something that I think is pretty fascinating, frankly.
Okay.
If you ask someone in Gen Z, a new dating survey by matchmaking service, Talkify.
Okay, it's called Talkify.
Do you use it? Or do you,
I
no,
hope
you're
not.
No, I'm sorry. 46% of Gen Zers would choose long-term financial stability over romance.
Long-term financial stability over romance. 46% you said?
46%. And almost 1 in 3 say they'd even take back an ex if they got rich.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Does it? The ex got rich?
Yeah, well, what did they do? Why'd you break up, right?
Well, I don't know, but the survey found that more than 1 in 10 Gen Z women say their ideal match should make more than $200,000. Most won't settle for anyone less than $80,000.
Wow. Why nobody's getting married till later now.
Yeah.
But
waiting for the big bucks.
All frivolity aside, this kind of speaks to the old days of marriage, right? Of choosing partners and pairings and for financial stability or
like with a dowry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm kind of serious in that it's kind of the old ways again.
Well, you know, they have said that ever since way more women started going to college, standards were going up, especially financial standards. And women, I think, are doing, I think, the right thing in having higher standards of the men they want to choose. Now, are those standards too high? 1 in 10 Gen Z women think they're going to get someone making over $200,000. Good luck on that. But I think financial wellness is an important part of the life equation, Steve.
But wellness is a approach, I think. Wealth is something else.
I'm saying financial wellness.
I know, but financial wellness is like saving, being educated, knowing how to think.
But yeah.
Millennials, different story. Millennials, on the other hand, have no problem with a broken magical relationship. 59% choosing love over financial stability.
There we are. That's us millennials. Kevin,
right.
You're a millennial, right?
Sure am, yeah.
We choose love always.
That's right.
Over money. I don't think there's anything wrong with using what your partner or your potential partner, maybe it's not like how much they make, but how driven they are to make more or to make themselves better. I think
that's something, but this clearly is 46% would choose long-term financial stability. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying it kind of explained, it kind of is retro in mm-hmm. some weird way.
Yeah.
Or like an arranged marriage or, you know.
Right. No, that's good.
It's not about true love.
You guys watch The Gilded Age?
No. But no. I hear a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of the same, you know, mentality back mm-hmm. then.
Right.
You know, in the 1860s.
Well, Steve with a serious one today. That was good, Steve.
I don't know why you think I try to sabotage you.
Because every single time I'm in this spot, you seem to. It's usually Mary that almost gets me fired, usually, though.
Right, exactly. I'm on your
side.
But
you set it up. All right, Kevin, what do you got?
AOL's dial-up internet is finally taking its last bow. I did not know dial-up internet was still around.
I don't even know what it is, really.
When you do the phone line. You don't remember that, Mayor?
Well, I still have an AOL account.
An account,
yeah,
yes.
You don't have dial-up. That was the slowest internet ever.
What does it sound like, John?
Well, it would start.
You could use the phone.
That's called self-sabotage there.
I did not know that was still around either.
Yeah. Neither did I. That's why I'm doing this story. AOL, this was obviously very popular in the 90s, early 2000s. Then we got faster internet. But still a very large amount of households still using dial-up.
How many?
In the U.S., according to Census Bureau data, an estimated 163,401 households were using dial-up alone to get online in 2023.
Wow.
That's less than 1% of all homes with internet subscriptions nationwide. But AOL finally ending dial-up internet. I have no idea how anyone could possibly in 2025 still be using dial-up. But it's officially going away. September 30th, it is the end of dial-up.
Could you imagine the wait for that since websites have become so much more sophisticated?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a good point.
So Tribune Company was early in AOL. They were partners.
Mm-hmm.
So my AOL handle was SKB.
Oh, wow. Just your three initials?
Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah. And then it went away, but yeah.
John, what was your AIM, your instant messenger name?
John the Cubs fan.
Was
J-O-N
it really?
The Cubs fan, yeah.
I think mine was Big KP.
Big KP.
Big KP.
Yeah, Big KP.
And Mary says, what do you want?
I don't even remember.
Couldn't you do like it was a way thing?
Oh,
like
an AIM? Yeah. In college, that's how we did it. It was AIM and you'd have an away message and you'd have like a profile bio with some quote from someone you thought you were pretending like it was important. And
so one more time, that AOL dial-up sound?
There it is.
Here it comes. Oh, the world at our fingertips.
Is that you?
That's me. There it is. See? I knew it did that thing. Thank you very much, Colin.
I wonder if it needed to make those sounds or if it's just something, right?
I mean, just faked it.
It just give
a little something.
Yeah, right.
We had one phone line in the house, right? And when we got AOL when I was like 16 or something, my brother would be on it. And the easiest thing to do to kick him off the internet, just pick up the phone and just dial as many numbers as you can. It would mess up his internet connection and kick him off so you can make a phone call. That's how we'd rule the house, the Hanson household. Okay, everyone has a story. Those are three good ones, guys. Nice work.